Namaskar.
Bienvenue.
I'm from Bangalore, India.
Dublin, Ireland.
Turkey.
The Philippines.
This is Feet into Words.
I came here to study.
To work. To volunteer.
Build a life of my own.
Welcome to Feet into Words.
Esto es Con los pies en dos mundos.
Bir ayağım burada, bir ayağım orada yaşıyorum.
Welcome to Feet into Worlds.
If there's one state that's known for efforts to restrict illegal immigration, it is Arizona. Soon, the state may earn a different reputation thanks to a surge in Latino voters. I'm John Rudolph, executive producer of Feet into Worlds, a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School. Latinos in Arizona are fired up over the 2012 election. It's not so much about the contest between Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. There are a number of statewide and local races that have people excited. And Latino and pro-immigrant candidates could be the big winners. On the line to talk about it is Valeria Fernandez, joining us from Phoenix. She's a freelance journalist, an independent filmmaker, and a frequent contributor to Feet into Worlds. Hi, Valeria.
Hi, Sean. Thank you for having me.
Valeria, why all the excitement in Arizona?
Well, I mean, Latino turnout continues to grow. You have a grassroots movement to oust Maricopa County Sheriff Jorge Payo, who, as you know, has a claim to fame for his raids against undocumented immigrants. And also, we have a very close Senate race between the Democrat Richard Carmona and Republican Jeff Flake. And this is interesting because Flake is an incumbent. He's been around for a long time, and Carmona could potentially become the first Latino senator to represent Arizona. So obviously, there's a lot of people rallying behind him, especially in the Latino community.
So who is behind this movement to register new Latino voters and to motivate them to go to the polls?
Well, the face of this movement is really young. I had a chance to meet young kids that are U.S. citizens. They can't vote yet, but they're out there, or they were out there, registering people to vote. Young kids like Yaraneth Marin, she had a personal experience with this because her father was deported by Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and that really motivated to get involved. I'm talking about hundreds of kids that join different movements like the Campaign for the Arizona Future, Promesa Arizona. These are different groups that join together under the basically the message of Adios Arpaio, which means goodbye Arpaio. And they're going out there knocking on doors. And right now they're starting the mobilization effort, basically making sure the people that they register actually show up to vote or complete their early ballot to vote by mail.
Now, you spoke to Yaraneth Marin. She's 16 years old in high school. Is that right?
Yeah, she's in high school, and she's a really busy kid because, you know, unfortunately, ever since her father was deported, she now has to do a lot of home chores, help her mom with her younger brothers. So she splits her time between high school, home chores, and going out there and getting the vote.
And she's involved in politics.
I'm standing up for what I've been through. I'm standing up for what I believe in. And having hope for our state and knowing that if I can encourage people to vote and we can all start off small, we can create change within our community and even get bigger.
Now, Valeria, as you said, young people are playing a key role in registering and motivating Latino voters in Arizona. How do you explain a political movement that depends so heavily on people who can't vote? Either they're too young or some of them are not U.S. citizens.
Well, I mean, I think it has to do with the climate that we had in Arizona ever since we passed SB 1070, which is this immigration bill. That really got a lot of these young kids motivated. Not only the ones that have parents that are undocumented, but young dreamers, kids that support the DREAM Act, which is a bill that would allow them to legalize their status. So there's a lot at stake for these youth. And I think after the marches, after the protests and the boycotts, they turn out to civic engagement as a way to provoke change. And they have some tangible success. I've been following this young girl. Her name is Viridiana Hernandez. She's one of the founders of Team Awesome, and I'm sure you heard about it. Team Awesome is responsible for the election of Daniel Valenzuela, or can claim part of the responsibility. This was a young group of kids, most of them without papers, that went around a mostly Latino neighborhood with a really low voter turnout, and they made voter registration among Latinos grow by 400%, getting this Latino council member, Daniel Valenzuela, elected to the city council.
In Phoenix, right?
In Phoenix, in the city of Phoenix. After that success, they're highly motivated because the whole theory is that they can bring change from the bottom up. So their next thing in their list right now is Richard Carmona, the senator. They're going bigger, obviously, because this is a statewide. And the group, the Team Awesome group, has multiplied. There is a lot at stake for these young dreamers like Viridiana because of the role that Carmona can play in supporting some of the legislation they are behind. So let's hear a little bit about Viridiana.
We want to win Richard Carmona, a U.S. Senate seat, because that's a DREAM Act vote, and that is something that a lot from Team Awesome, a lot of our members want and need, and we can get. And so we're building for that also.
Valeria, we're talking about local and statewide races in Arizona, not much about the presidential contest. What role is the campaign between Mitt Romney and Barack Obama playing in Arizona this year among Latino voters?
It will be unfair to say that there's not an interest in that, but there are so many other local races, not just the campaign to oust Arpaio, but at the city level in different cities, the state legislature, Carmona race, all of those things are sort of overshadowing the interest in the presidential race because it feels so far removed. And there is a degree of discontent among the Latino voter with Obama's unkept promise for immigration reform.
And I would also think the record number of deportations under the Obama administration as well would be a cause for disenchantment.
Most definitely, that is something that comes up all the time. If you talk to kids like Viridiana and other dreamers, their concern is about affecting change locally. And they think that they can make a difference that way. The presidential race seems really far removed to them.
Obama's never going to come down to Maryvale and to my street and ask my mom and my family what they need and what they want. But our city council, like, that's what they have to do. And like, that conversations are the ones at the doors that get people energized about local races.
Again, Viridiana Hernandez, a young political organizer in Arizona. Valeria, does the surge in Latino voter registration this year mean that attitudes toward immigrants and attitudes about immigration are changing in Arizona?
Right now, the Carmona race is playing a really important role in this election because he's trying to appeal to moderate voters. And he's not making it a secret that he supports the DREAM Act or a comprehensive immigration reform. So,
In the polls right now, he's pretty much tied with Representative Flake.
In the polls, we've seen him very competitive. There are some polls that are showing him ahead of Flake. So it's a little bit of a back and forth. And I think it's took a lot of people by surprise. This is definitely one of the races to watch. It is really close, and he's really counting on independent, moderate voters. I mean, this is basically Democrats knowing that the climate is changing in Arizona and really relying on the recent recall of Senator Russell Pierce, the author of SB 1070, who was recalled in a mostly conservative Mormon district. And they took that as a sign, and they're following up on it. You know, an incident like that, the recall of the senator, is showing us, as you were asking, that the state is changing direction and that is ready for more of a moderate stance on that issue. And Carmona is not making it a secret. The problem for him is that this is an election in which you have a Mormon president running, Flake is Mormon, and so there's going to be a question of in which direction these voters are going to go.
Now, Mormons in Arizona generally are Republicans, they're conservative. What's likely to happen in the state when this highly motivated group of voters goes up against the equally highly motivated block of Latino voters and newly registered Latino voters?
I think that is super interesting. I was talking with Terry Green Sterling. She's a local reporter that has been following this issue in depth. And what she's talking about is that Mormons, as far as the church is concerned at the national level, they've taken a stance for comprehensive immigration reform. And so you have that at one side, and then the other side, you know, the fact that they are seeing in Mitt Romney someone that can represent them for the first time. You know, she says Mormons have having a group that historically was persecuted or discriminated in one way, and having Romney, having Flake in the ballot, it's something that could empower them. So it's going to be an interesting dynamic to watch. Let's hear what Terry Green Sterling had to say about it.
It's going to be tricky to see whether the Mormons will go with their thoughts about immigration and vote for Carmona, who is for immigration reform, or whether Mormons will indeed vote for Flake and Romney because they're Mormons.
Valeria, given this really interesting dynamic in Arizona, what does it look like for the presidential candidates, Barack Obama and Mitt Romney?
You know, I was talking with Rodolfo Espino, who is a political analyst in Arizona State University. And what he says is that you need to look at what the Republican Party is doing right now in terms of engagement with the Latino voter. They're not really doing anything, and they're driving that constituency away, and they may pay the price in, you know, in the next 10 years. We know right now that Latinos lean Democrat, and I guess the Democratic Party sees that, and they are investing right now. They're doing it, you know, with voter mobilization efforts, and they're doing it by really emphasizing the relevance that this voting group has.
Okay, let's listen to the comments of Rodolfo Espino from Arizona State University.
Many Latino voters in Arizona, or soon-to-be Latino voters, they are experiencing the shock of a Republican Party here in Arizona pushing them away, essentially not trying to court them, not trying to say that they are important to Arizona. And by doing so, they are permanently putting those Latino voters and the friends and family of those Latino voters to come permanently towards the Democratic Party.
Valeria, it's said that demographics are destiny. And as Arizona's Latino population grows, is it inevitable that eventually the state will start to shed its conservative Republican leanings? Or is it more likely that as Latinos get more involved in politics, they'll discover, as Ronald Reagan once suggested, that they really are Republicans, especially when it comes to social issues? They just don't know it yet.
Well, I mean, demographics don't lie. By 2030, Latino voters are going to become more than a third of Arizona voters. The question is, are they going to participate? Because we know that historically, they're less likely to vote than whites. So I think this year's election in Arizona is going to offer a glimpse of the direction in which Latinos are headed in the very near future, Sean.
Well, Valeria, I want to thank you very much for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you very much, Sean.
Valeria Fernandez is a freelance journalist and co-producer of the film Two Americans. The Feet in Two Worlds podcast is produced by Jocelyn Gonzalez and Aaron Leaf. Our engineer is Chad Bernhardt at the studios of the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism. I'm John Rudolph. Thanks for listening.
Feet in Two Worlds is supported by the New York Community Trust and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation,
with additional support from the Cyrus Fund, the Ralph E. Ogden Foundation, and WNYC, New York Public Radio.
This podcast was produced in association with the CUNY Graduate School of Journalism and CUNY TV.
Feet in Two Worlds brings the work of immigrant journalists to public radio and the web.
We're a project of the Center for New York City Affairs at the New School.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, Podbean, or using the Stitcher Smart Radio app.
You can help by going to fi2w.org and clicking on the support button at the top of the page.